speaking of psychos, I saw probably one of the funniest videos I've seen in a while last night.
What?
Mackie sent me this. It's this dude was sleep. He lived in a fucking Waffle House attic.
Well,
he lived upstairs in the
roof.
How'd
he get in there?
He lived in the ceiling of a Waffle House.
He was like a squirrel.
Yeah.
How the fuck did he get in there?
But he starts to fall. Like, the people in the restaurant notice that he's starting, the ceiling's starting to collapse. And, like, you hear somebody working be like, maybe it's a maintenance guy. And then this dude falls out. Like a tank top and just casually walks out.
Was he like,
and just starts fighting?
What?
He just fights his way out.
What?
Like, nobody was even trying to block him. He falls through the ceiling.
Of course not.
He falls through the ceiling, just beats the shit out of a guy and runs out. It's so
Holy
fucking funny.
Fuck, dude.
I just love it. I was dying last night imagining him, like, sitting in a chair, laying in a bed up there, whatever cot he had, and then, like, starting to fall, and him being like, this is it. This is what I trained for. He just falls through, beats the shit out of a guy, and runs out.
He was falling through. He's like, time to go!
It's time for me to spread my wings.
Was he coming, like, down? He basically hatched out of a Waffle House.
Immediately swung on a dude and ran out. I love the idea, too, of the dude that got attacked.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You're just walking in a Waffle House. Some dude falls out of the ceiling, fights you, and runs away.
Oh, my God, dude. How the fuck would you respond? Was he, like, coming down at night and, like, helping himself to, like, some fixings? Or was he just, like...
He must have been eating fixings.
He had been eating.
But I thought Waffle Houses were 24 hours.
Oh, my God. You're right. They usually are. How the fuck was he getting up there?
I have no clue.
He had to have an inside man. He probably seduced a waitress. She was probably like, oh, sure, I'll let you... There's a hatch up in the attic. I'll let you stay up there. And the dude is like, thank you kindly, ma'am. She was probably constantly going up to get extra ketchup and, like, sucking this bum's dick and, like, coming back down. But can I have your order now?
Sucking a bum's dick in an attic at a Waffle House. But then, dude, just, like, they're like, maybe it's a maintenance guy. It's just a dude in a tank top and shorts. Falls out. And he's so casual about it. Like, he, like, lands on top of a table, like, standing.
Did he land on his feet?
Yeah.
And he, like, oh, my God.
He lands on his feet, like, steps down, immediately attacks someone, and runs out.
If you told anyone I was living above a Waffle House, I'll fuck you up, dude.
Oh, fuck.
How'd they capture the video? Someone was just on their phone.
Well, I'm telling you, the ceiling
was like, what is
collapsing,
that?
And they were hopeful. They're like, hopefully, they're like, it's probably a maintenance guy. This dude collapses. No, like, that's not a maintenance guy, dude. That's a rabid human, dude. That's a feral man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's, if things go bad, I'm going to try to get up in a Waffle House.
I used to, when I was a little kid, I used to fantasize about, like, staying at the mall forever. Just, like, going into Boscov's. I used to always be like, I could definitely just, like, they don't check under the beds and shit. You could definitely go in the mall and just, like, wait and hide out and let them close and just hit a nice fucking rest on a sleepy certified. Just pass out.
Yeah,
and just fucking...
you wake up to, like, a flashlight.
Yeah, but you have to set an alarm so you know what time they open up. You wake back up and hide. And you just, you know, go about your time in the mall.
Yeah, during the day, you just crawl
out. You're just a mall goer,
and
dude.
Walk around.
You're just a mall rat. And then you fucking, at nighttime, you're like, I'm going to look at the beds and I'm good for now. And then
damn,
fucking...
you could break into fucking GameStop. You could play all night.
Exactly, dude.
Go to Annie Ann's.
I mean,
craft yourself a pretzel.
Just craft some keys, dude. Get your hands on the keys, and at nighttime, you just fucking open up, start playing. People think you're like a ghost on the security cams. Or they would just like...
No, I would be like, after
like
idiot
2 days.
In a tank top.
That was a fantasy of mine for a while.
Man, I've been just laughing in my head thinking of that guy's...
God.
The thought process of laying there and the ceiling starting to collapse and being like, all right, this is it.
This is it, dude.
This is a moment I've been mentally preparing for. I got to fight immediately. And run.
Guy was probably eating there, like, just up there drinking waffle mix, fucking sweet teas, dude. It was just like, I've trained for this moment. He probably walked out and immediately got, like, sunstroke and diabetic shock and died. That was his, Waffle House was his fetus, dude. He fucking emerged from the embryo. It was just like, I gotta fight. I gotta need senseless violence.
Dude, that
right
was
now.
A Terminator. He landed like naked and was like, "Where's your?" He just landed and fought a guy.
That's
it's amazing.
Sick, dude. He's like, "I'm from the present." Fucking came
I'm
out
from the fucking present, dude. Oh my God,
that is a fantastic thing to think about. I'll be thinking about that all day,
dude. Living in a Waffle House attic.
Fuck, dude. I mean, the lady probably like, you can stay up here for now, but the joists are a little weak. They ain't going to hold you forever. And he's like, that's fine. All I need is time.
I'm planning something. Like, what's his end game? Like, what are you doing, dude? Because you gotta hide every day. Every day you're hiding.
You're quiet, yeah.
Do you ever, I thought about it. He must have gone to the bathroom, like above the stall, crawled in and out there.
Oh. Because
then you can come down and just walk out when it's busy and just walk out of the bathroom and go outside.
Oh my God, he was crawling through the drop ceiling.
Must have.
By chewing through the insulation right up to the attic,
dude.
It's
possible. Holy fuck.
He'd probably go get like a full breakfast and they leave him with the check and he'd be like, I'll hit the bathroom real quick and just crawl upstairs. And they'd be like,
Super Mario tube straight up.
Where the fuck did he go? And his girlfriend was like, I'll get this one. It'll be all right.
There's definitely a chick on the other end of this.
No, dude, that's a full hookup.
That's definitely him manipulating a fucking moron.
For sure.
Two morons getting together.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Like, I got evicted. She's like, I got a place.
It ain't much.
But you get a caught up.
It's funny how all those like action movies, like whenever like the good guy's on the run, they're like, I got a little space for you. And it's always like a weird like barn setup with like a punching bag happen to hang somewhere. And the guy's up there just like, I'm up here with my thoughts. That's sick. He's probably thinking about like.
Being up there with your thoughts is a nightmare.
Yeah, it'd be horrible.
Also, there must have been so many times where people were eating and like heard a guy walk or heard a guy be like, he said to you, like, what?
You just hear like murmurings of daytime TV and be like, oh, come on. Yeah. You're like, what the fuck?
Pretty sure there's a guy up there.
The guy was up there and watch Fox News and just be like, oh, get that guy. He probably heard the caravan.
Freeloaders.
He probably heard the caravan was coming and started jumping and started, I got to get out of here and defend the border, dude.
Are you going to go down and defend it? You're going to stop that caravan?
I'm going to let them in, dude.
You like the caravan?
I love it.
Caravan's sick.
I don't care about the caravan. I'm just trying to cement my place on the right side of history. So I'm hedging my bets.